This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's the morning show from Borgata. Ben Davis in for John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamaria, Hughes. Devin Ganey in for Rhea Hughes as we're hanging out from Borgata this morning, talking Phils, talking birds. Times here is 215-238-4500 to chime in on any of the topics that we're talking about. If you want to chime in on your own upgrade story, if you've ever been upgraded in a fun way, we're talking about that. Again, and you're concerned with the Phils if you can't get in on the phone lines, whether you take the training camp practices seriously, the performances, whether it matters to you, all that and more. 215-238-4500 if you want to chime in on the John in the John new series that we've started with the Joe Flacco bathroom interview. Chime in on that, 215-238-4500 and anything else. Coming up in 10 minutes, we will speak to Elliot Shore Parks, who was down at joint practice yesterday, gave the Eagles a loss. 10-3 now is Elliot's record for the Eagles in the joint practices. We hear from Elliot everything he saw down there yesterday. Your calls until then, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Stephen Willigrove. What up, Steve?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What up, pal?
How we doing?
Wonderful. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
What time did you get to the Borgata last?
I got here at 11:07.
Ben is currently showing me a video of the suite that he was in, and oh my goodness, you could live in that.
I know.
It has multiple rooms.
I know. It's big. 11:07 I got here last night. It took me a minute to check in, but I got up to my room, and I was probably asleep by 12:30.
And then you'll get up at what time for this show?
I got up at 5:30 and I was down here by 5:55. James was a little worried.
I was sitting here by myself 2 minutes from the show starting, so that was good. You know.
So, the boys get into Washington in the middle of the night, no sleep. They're exhausted. It's a long season. The Nationals, this is their playoff game. They're going to, they're hungrier maybe than the boys are with this game last night. We're fine. Everybody has to relax. We're in first place. We're going to hit the ball. You know we're going to hit the ball eventually. These guys are just exhausted. They got in late. Who knows?
I know people don't want to hear that, specifically for yesterday. The two games in Cincinnati, different discussion, but I'm with you on that yesterday. I actually think that matters. Like, I think when you're a baseball team and you land 3 hours before you're supposed to play a baseball game and you've got to go straight to the ballpark and all that, like,
it's not even that part. It's what we experienced the night before.
It was brutal.
Yep. Like, it was really, really bad. We were on that tarmac for I don't know how long, and then they finally said, we're getting off. I mean, we didn't get to bed. I literally turned my phone off. I set an alarm at 5:30 in the morning to get up at 9:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
That's horrible.
It's brutal.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But, hey, Ben.
Yes. Yes.
May I say this, though?
Sure.
You looked beautiful as always last night on TV.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Jimmy.
Yes.
How much is Lane getting paid? Do you know what his salary is?
A lot.
All right. He's coming back. He's coming back next year, okay? And I know this guy, just so you know, this guy built a gym on his farm. And he has professional MMA guys coming in, training him all year. This guy is one bad dude.
He is, he's 35 years old. He's going to be 36 next season if he plays it. And to your money point, I get it. But Steve, I just looked it up. Lane Johnson has made $138 million playing football in his career. $138 million. So like he can actually afford to say, you know what, if I don't want that extra year's salary, I don't have to get it, you know?
But here's the thing, Jim. These guys that are training him, tell me, this guy is a beast.
Oh, you've got the inside scoop.
Yeah, listen, this guy is a beast. he wants to improve. And I'm talking professional MMA champions that are training this guy. This guy is a beast. He loves this stuff.
Steve, I hope that Devin was right and he's in the midst of training camp, but like all we can do is take him at his word. Like he is definitely starting to think about it. I don't think you say that unless like the end is on the horizon, whether it's next year or the year after. Like I think we're Lane Johnson's games in an Eagles uniform are numbered, you know?
And this is the Cleveland Browns, and this is their Super Bowl time because they're going to stink.
I don't disagree with that.
Steve,
I like this. You're all fired up this morning. This is great. Steve, you got an answer for us for what would have broke the internet?
Yeah, I'm going with, because I remember this as a little kid, and my mom and my aunts and everybody, we had to be in front of the TV to see JFK's funeral.
Oh, yeah, there's a big answer there. I mean, you know, we'll just, you know, JFK getting shot in and of itself. No, we said no, you know, super tragic stuff is not what we're looking for. But that definitely would have been the whole Kennedy thing, the JFK thing. That would have been pretty wild. 215-592-9494. 5 minutes. Elliot Shore Parks will join us right now. Let's talk to Derek and Paoli. What up, D?
What's going on? Yo, Ben. Yes. What year did you go to Malvern?
I graduated in 95.
All right, I think I remember you because I had a buddy that went to Conestoga that was a pretty good catcher as well.
Okay.
You probably know him. His son goes to Malvern now, and I don't want to name drop, but you probably know who I'm talking about. But
I think I know who you're talking about.
Two baseball guys.
A couple of my buddies coached the football team there as well, so yeah.
Gotcha. Well,
listen, the thing, I heard your rant yesterday. They played James on the afternoon show, right?
Did they play my rant? So, what was it about the Jalen thing?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Oh,
they
having fun like, with it because it's fun to rip our quarterback. I love it. It's great.
Right?
Yeah. Herbert.
Like, so,
oh, my God. The Herbert thing drives me crazy.
So, listen, last night I was just looking on the internet. I was just trying to find, like, what other, like, beat writers and stuff like that be saying about their quarterbacks, like, during training camp. Like, it's not that big of a deal in other places. You know what I'm saying? Like, training camp is just what it is. It's training camp.
Exactly.
I was arguing with Gilio yesterday, and I'm like, and I respect Elliot's work, but like you said earlier, Elliot's just reporting what he's seeing. Like, he's not reporting what the Eagles are supposed to be doing, like, what their goal is, none of that kind of stuff. Like, when you're watching a football game, your idea, you want to win that game, right? You want to score as many points as possible, yada, 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 yada. That's easy to, like, analyze and give your feedback on. But he doesn't have any idea, like, what the Eagles are going out there trying to accomplish on certain plays.
100%. Yeah, and he would admit that, too, you know?
Yeah, when he's, like, saying, like, oh, the Eagles are 10-3. Like I said, I respect his work, but it's like I can't, like sit here and dwell on that. Oh, Elliott said Jalen gets a C-minus, and he threw a pass in the back of the end zone, and this person broke it up. Like, that's how bad it gets with the Hurts hate. Like, everything that he doesn't do well, it's like under a microscope, and it's like Hugh Douglas said yesterday, this is a next step here for Jalen Hurts. He just won the Super Bowl MVP, right?
Exactly. Yes. Yes. He just was at the top of the world, Derek.
Yeah. And I don't even do the list like that because if you look at it like from an eye test, you can put a lot of quarterbacks like arm talent and how they sit in the pocket. A lot of quarterbacks do that better than Jalen Hurts, right? But do you want a quarterback that could do all that, or do you want a quarterback that's going to have us in it? We've been in it pretty much every single year, 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. Like, that's a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, Derek, I think there's a pretty clear takeaway. There's a pretty clear takeaway. One show can talk about quarterbacks, and the other can't. And that's all it is. You know, the morning show knows how to talk about quarterbacks, and the afternoon show looks at the wrong things and evaluates the wrong things.
One baseball question real quick.
Of course.
Baseball,
yeah, what do you got?
Me out like that. So I was watching the Phillies a little bit, and I saw when the guy, what's his name, Kirkland came in. Mm-hmm. It's like, I guess you would call him a middle reliever or whatever. Like, that's a hard job. Like, he coming in, bases loaded with one out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No outs. No outs.
Yeah, no outs. And he only gave up, what, one run?
Two.
Well, they were all
I mean, they weren't on him, but he gave up. They were up 2-1. They left. It was 3-2. No, they weren't. None of them were charging.
That's a tough spot. I figure, like, a closer, that's different. But when you come in with bases loaded, no outs, that's a tough spot to be in, man.
Yeah, fresh off. No,
that's
it is.
That was
no
pretty place impressive, to put him.
Man.
He did okay.
Yeah,
No,
I already won the Adam Sandler tickets, but I do want to give an answer, though.
Yeah, just, what do you got?
Because I remember when November 7th, 1991, man, Magic Johnson.
Yes. Derek,
man.
Great answer, man.
That was a crazy answer.
Dude, Derek, I remember exactly where I was. I remember where I heard. That's one of those, like, I remember exactly.
Yeah.
Like a vivid memory of hearing that. And look, I mean, shout out to Magic. I mean, really, like, Ben, I don't know about you, and that, not to go morbid, but in that moment, at that time, when I heard Magic Johnson had HIV, I thought he was going to be dead soon.
That's exactly what I thought.
Next few years, Magic Johnson would be dead.
Like, it was imminent.
Because that's the way it worked back then.
Correct.
And Magic's great. He's dying. He just had a 66th birthday.
Thankfully, not die. But, I mean, he was back playing basketball. Like,
a couple years later. Yeah.
Which crazy.
Wild. Yeah. No, I remember that so vividly because I remember thinking, oh, my God, Magic Johnson's going to die.
Yeah.
Like, I remember that feeling.
It was like, the death is imminent. Like, yeah, there was no cure.
Exactly, yeah, and
was,
wow. Shout out to
Magic. That's a good call.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah, that's a really good answer. Coming up in 2 minutes, we'll talk to Elliot from Parks. First, let's talk to our buddy Rick and Easton. What up, Rick? Ricky, what is going on here? Let's put Rick on hold. We'll come back to Rick. That was a wild background noise. Let's talk to Mike in New York. Always ready.
Always ready.
See, I knew it. That was a risk that I took there because I could have gone always ready and I could have looked like a fool. Thank you.
Exactly. Know me too well. Happy Friday, everybody.
Listen, you too,
James,
brother.
I'm with you, man. I'm not reading too much into this. I mean, come on. This is a preseason training camp. Everybody's banged up. Just because we hear a couple of our players saying that, we're tired, a little lingering. Everybody is. Everybody's, you know, tired. So I'm not reading into it. You know, like the AJ thing. Listen, if AJ sits out game one, my opinion on that's going to change a little bit. But I'm totally fine with resting people, letting everybody else get their flowers. You know, the core earlier said it. This is their Super Bowl coming up and saying, "Oh, we beat up the Eagles in, you know, in the middle of August." That's good. Golf clap for you. I don't care. We're winning another Super Bowl.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, 5 months. So, again, man, I'm with you. I really don't care right now. It means nothing. It's noise.
Yeah, I will give Elliot made a good point yesterday. We were doing the pod, and he's like, "You're not seeing it every practice, so obviously I'm going to feel more emotional about it because I watch it happen," and that is fair. Like, we're not seeing it.
That's fair.
But I just, to the point that Ben was making before, that Derek the caller is making, like, we don't know what they're working on. We don't know what they're doing. We don't know what specific things, like, Jalen is told to do, what he's and then on top of that, we know what Jalen, like, Jalen's a rise to the moment kind of guy. It's just hard to get up for the Browns, and I know you're supposed to practice hard and all that. Like, it's just hard to get up for the Browns when you just played the Super Bowl. Like, I get that. I think the Eagles have made it clear. Saquon Barkley last year said, 4 games into the season, this is our preseason. Like, that's the philosophy the Eagles have. They don't look at the beginning of the season. They look at it as time to get right still. So whether people like that or not, Mike, I think that's the way it works now.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Like, right. Look, the Eagles are different to the rest of the league. You just said it. Like, they view part of the season as, like, their practice to get ready for the stretch, where everybody else is trying to just get to the stretch. We know we're getting to the stretch. We're that freaking good. So we just, you know, we're on a different timeline from everybody. We're on a different dimension. We're on a different level. We're a different team. We're going to the Super Bowl again, baby.
I love it, Michael. I love it. And you were calling it all last year. You were dead right, Mike. You got an answer for what would have broke the internet.
Bro, could you imagine what the world's reaction online would have been when Wilbur and Orville Wright invented human flight?
Whoa! What a good answer that is, Mike. Great answer. Like,
that is a good answer.
Yeah. Hey, yo, guys, did you see someone flew today? What do you mean flew? They flew in the air. I don't even know what that means. What are you talking about?
I'm trying to think of, like, a modern day comparison.
Like a bird? Is that what we're talking about? Like a bird?
Like, you flew like a bird? It would be inconceivable, almost.
Yeah.
I know people would probably be like, this is AI.
What a crazy, crazy thought. All right, we should have Elliot Short Parks up in a moment. Maybe Lewis, you want to hop on here?
Yeah.
Elliot at? We're getting Elliot up soon?
Yeah, we're getting up.
Okay. We're getting Elliot Short Parks up soon. He should be here in just a minute. First, let's talk to Izzy in Germantown. Iz, how you been?
Hey, how y'all doing, my guy? Hey, first time caller. I enjoyed the show.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you for calling in.
I enjoy it. Y'all get me through the day, first part of the day of my week. I love y'all chemistry. And like I said, I'm a big-time Philadelphia fan. I love all my teams.
Love this.
Big-time Eagle fan. I want to talk to the fans. We need to chill, man. Chill, y'all. We get too excited in the beginning. It's preseason. Just fall back and let it play out. That's how I just feel.
You know what? That is a very wise point. And I actually, it's exciting.
Yeah, can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I get y'all.
Okay.
Go ahead, Dev.
Like, it's an exciting time of year because, like, football is back, but it's not fully back. And I think especially once first preseason game is done, their teams just don't play their starters, especially the Eagles. So, there's only so much. You kind of have to take it all with a grain of salt. And I know people will always jump to conclusions, and this is always my least favorite part of the start of the season, when it's like, so, like, whether it's good or bad, right? Like oh, so-and-so had a really great preseason game, and then, you know, cut to 3 weeks later, that person might not even make the team. Like, we just, I think we're all kind of grasping for new storylines when sometimes there just aren't any. And that's okay.
But
we as fans, we expect perfection from our players.
Yes. And
that's just,
look, we forget that, like, that people hear me say it all the time, but that they're human beings. They're not robots who are, programmed to go out there and perform for us. I mean, these are human beings who are subject to human things and human emotions. It's not, and, like, yes, you know what? You just played in the Super Bowl 3 months ago, 4 months ago, whatever it was, 5 months ago, and then you got the Browns coming in from the Browns? It's like, what am I going to, like, let's go! Like, it's hard. It's hard to ramp it up. You know what? When it matters and there's a stadium full of people, it's going to be easier for them to ramp it up.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's great first call, man. Call more often. You got an answer for us for what would have broke the internet?
For sure. I'm going to go with the thing that started YouTube, the infamous Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake Super Bowl.
Yeah, and that's right on the line. Good call, man. Good call. Is he
that like, started YouTube?
I don't know that started YouTube. Oh. I don't think it did. Okay. But either way, like that was right on the line, 03-04 range. So, like, right before.
I always forget how long ago that actually was.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Tell me about it. All right, 215-592. That's a sentence I say far too often in life. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a few minutes, but let's go out on the guest line. He is the preeminent joint practice record person. He is our beat reporter, the only beat reporter you need, our guy and my co-host on the Go Birds podcast, Mr. Elliot Chair Parks. Elliot, hey buddy,
what up? Good morning. How are you guys doing?
You just coming in to ruin everyone's morning, huh? Just coming in, being up.
Hey,
they lost.
I wasn't on the practice field. I'm just reporting on what happened.
I know. All right, yeah. let's start big picture, and then we'll get into some nitty gritty. But big picture. A rare joint practice loss for the Eagles, according to you yesterday.
Yeah, so I thought the Eagles lost to the Browns yesterday. So in the two day joint practice, they split 1-1. Nick and Jalen dropped to 10-3 overall in joint practices. So still a very good record, but a
very
loss
impressive.
Is a loss.
And, I saw your tweet comparing it to the regular season record, and
yeah,
I'm not going to say I loved it.
They win all the time. They do, as we know, right? But I thought yesterday the Eagles definitely got outplayed. And I thought it happened on both sides of the ball. There was a series of plays on defense where they gave up. Quinn Young gave up a touchdown. Reed Blankenship and Jahad Campbell were in coverage and gave up a touchdown to Joe Flacco. The Browns ran like a hook and ladder trick play that completely caught the Eagles off guard, scored a touchdown on that. And that was on the defensive side of the field. And on the offensive side of the field, they had the ball, I think, four times and got no passing touchdowns out of it. I'm not even 100% sure they got in the end zone. So it was, I thought, not a good practice. And what was disappointing to me about it was they didn't really play that great on day one. I still thought they played better than the Browns just because the defense was so good. And I would have liked to see them come out after, you know, what I thought was a poor performance on day one. And I think to a certain degree, Nick Sirianni agreed, saying there were too many negative plays on offense. I would have liked to see them come out on that day, too, and play better. And I don't think that was the case.
We'll get into specifics, Jalen Hurts, all that stuff. But to that big picture point, because we've been asking as our Twitter poll question, it's a question that we've debated throughout the show. And I know you and I debate this, obviously. But for the WIP audience, you know I don't take training camp too seriously. I don't take the results of training camp too seriously. It's the same thing with spring training. You think it's far more important. Tell the audience why they should take this seriously.
Because I think if they saw Quinyon Mitchell get beat for a touchdown, the Browns run a hook and ladder play against them successfully, and then a touchdown be given up in the front corner of the end zone in double coverage, I think they would also be concerned. If they were out
really,
there.
Really, though, in a non-meaningful game? Because yeah, I wouldn't. I don't care what I see with my eyes. It's training camp.
No, but it is training, but it's important. Like, they do it for a reason. They're not out there for fun. They don't put together these joint practices for fun, right? Like, everybody was super excited last year when I thought Jalen was having a great camp. And when there's great days in practice, like, people don't push back then, right? So it's just the Eagles didn't have a good 2 days of practice. Does that mean they're going to be bad this season? No, it doesn't mean that. But what it does mean is that I think some of the holes on the roster are showing up to a certain degree, like the second cornerback spot, who we would all agree is a concern. Like, I'm seeing in practice that it's a concern. So I think these practices are absolutely indicative a lot of times of what the season will be like. We're seeing that, I've seen it over the years. When quarterbacks have great camps, they often have great seasons. And I don't think they're having a great camp right now. So I'm not, like, saying they're going to miss the playoffs, but I don't think it's been an impressive camp overall.
Yeah, and I get it. I just think coming off the Super Bowl, I understand it. I didn't expect him.
To me, though, I would say, like, I get what you're saying, but that is one of the biggest tests they're going to have to face this year. One of the biggest tests they're facing that nobody else is facing is the challenge of getting up for coming back off of winning a Super Bowl, right? Like, that challenge of every day showing up and being like, just because we won the Super Bowl last year doesn't mean anything for this year. And I've heard them say that a lot. Like, every press conference for the first week or so of training camp was, 2024 is over. It doesn't count. That's history. We're here to compete today. Today's about winning today. We like to compete. Look how competitive our players are. So I can't get down with, like, them saying all that, and then when this happens, it's like, well, it's just the Browns, right? So I like, if you think they didn't get up for it, to me, that's concerning.
Yeah, it's not to me, and I get it. I get what your point is. It just doesn't – again, you're playing without A.J. Brown, without Landon Dickerson, without, you know, Lane Johnson. Like, there's just – I just can't get too worked up over it, but I understand that you do. I get it. We just have a fundamental disagreement on what this means. And, look, we'll see if it what it portends in the season, yeah. But I'm just not concerned about the training camp performances in the same way.
Elliot, I know you and I, so we've both been down there, and you, I don't, you know, track the stats as closely as you do, but you had a really interesting stat. I don't know what the updated number is, but as of last week, the Eagles' first team reps under Vic Fangio, like since Fangio had come in starting last season, had gone up like almost 100 compared to this time in previous training camps. And yeah. I think like, I know that a complaint, especially with guys, like we know how John Ritchie feels. I feel like Ike Reese is also in a similar boat. You know, guys who went to training camp at 2 days down in Lehigh where they didn't think that they were necessarily practicing hard enough. I feel that we can safely say this season they're certainly practicing hard. I mean, we heard Jordan Mailata even say yesterday that, like, oh, it's at this point in training camp, everyone's pretty much banged up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think that plays a role in them hosting the Browns for these joint practices and maybe not playing well? Can you kind of take it with a grain of salt, given how hard they're practicing in years past, compared to years past?
So I definitely agree that they are practicing longer and doing more team reps than they were prior to Vic Fangio getting here.
Yeah.
And, you know, while Vic is obviously, I think, a big part of that, he is very vocal at the podium about, you know, why, like, wanting to practice more. I think Nick is also a wants to practice more guy. Like, I don't think Nick's having, like, his arm twisted to, like, be out there longer, right? So I think that in general, like, the coaching staff wants to practice football more. Nick said something earlier this year to the extent of, you know, you don't get better at football by thinking about it. You get better at it by playing it. So I think it's a whole coaching staff thing. Now, as to, like, if that's an excuse to maybe not have played their best football over the last 2 days, I don't really think it is. Like, the Browns didn't just start training camp last week. You know, like, I don't cover the Browns. I can't speak to how long their practices are. But they've also been in training camp. I think that if there is a reason, if there is something you want to look to like, well, maybe why were they not the best over the last 2 days, I think it probably would be the lack of AJ, of Lane, of Landon. Like, that would be the reason. But the Eagles are supposed to have the best roster in the NFL, and, you know, the Browns don't. So I still think, and I'm sure the players would honestly agree with this, as would the coaches, like, they probably wanted a better performance over the last 2 days.
I agree with you. I think surely they did. Again, I think where we diverge is, like, I don't have a problem with the Eagles not being.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Is fired up to play the Browns as the Browns coming in to face the Super Bowl champs. Like, that was the Browns Super Bowl. Like, that was probably the high point of their season. They're going to win four games, you know? So, like, I just can't get to, but, you know, one of my core beliefs in football, more than any other sport, if the dude in front of you wants it more than you, you might lose to him, no matter how much better you are athletically, physically. Like, that guy can still beat you because he wants it more in that sport. And, like, I would just... Of course. And I know you're saying you want them to want it more. Like, they're human beings. Like, they played in the Super... The last competitive thing they did was the freaking Super Bowl. And then they got these Browns guys coming in, like, wanting to show themselves. Like, I just don't... I don't have a problem with them not matching the Browns. I know you do. I don't. If it's a stadium full of people, I have a problem with it. Like, when it's that type of situation, like, I just can't get as worked up, personally.
Right, I just, and I understand the human emotion of that for sure. Like,
especially because they just won the Super Bowl. Like, if we're coming off 2023 and there's a collapse and a disaster, I get that. But like, they just won the Super Bowl. Like, they have the benefit of the doubt for me in this specific situation when they've yet to play a game that matters.
Right, but the issue for me is like, so if we agree, right, to a certain extent that into what you think, right, they didn't show up because it's the Browns, they just won the Super Bowl. Like, if that's why we think they didn't play well.
And injuries, well, and there aren't everyone out there.
Right,
the point is that Browns, I think, took the joint practice more seriously and more intensely than the Eagles probably did.
Right, but the issue is they're going to be humans during the regular season too. You know, so like that's the
main problem.
And
they'll have a stadium full of people with automatic juice, and you're on television in front of the world. Like, that is juice. That is something.
But if that's what's motivating you, then to me that's the problem, right?
No, like, but I think that's what else motivates you as an NFL player? These guys don't play for practice. They hate training camp. We've talked about this. I mean, every time like training camp's around, every former player's like, "Thank God I don't have to do that." Like, this is their least favorite part of the season by far.
But that, and this to me is That is not what we were saying prior to these practices.
But like, I've been saying it always. You know I've always said that. Like, this is very consistent with this. Like, I don't care how they look in training camp. I never have, and I probably never will.
Right, but that to me is different than excusing them maybe not being up for a practice because they just won the Super Bowl. Because the whole, like, you can say you don't care if they played well or not, like, on any given day in training camp, but to say it's okay to show up to a practice, and again, I'm not even saying this is what they did, but let's just say you're correct, right? But, like, the whole challenge this year is going to be getting up over the fact that you won the Super Bowl last year. Like,
yeah.
every single game is going to be, to your point, the other team's biggest game of the year, right? Like, whenever the Eagles are on the field, that other team has the biggest test they're going to face all year. So the Eagles have to get used to other teams showing up and wanting to play harder than them and knowing that the only way they're going to win, frankly, is if they play harder than the Eagles.
But again,
right?
You were talking about a game that matters, that counts on the record. Like, I just can't, it doesn't count. It doesn't matter. Like, there's no, I know you have a joint practice record and I, you know, 10
right.
and 3.
And they're 10 and 3. Right.
They don't care about that. I'm sorry to tell you that, Elliot. Like,
no,
they
but,
don't
but,
care about their joint
thing.
Practice
if they,
record.
If they don't, but that to me, A, I don't think that's true. But also, too, like, Their whole thing for 2 weeks prior to camp to these practices was, look how competitive we are. Every day is a competition. They keep score at practice. At the open score at the link, there was a scoreboard up there, right? Offense versus defense. Their entire thing is being competitive. So you can't tell me that's what they're saying for weeks. I mean, Devin's at those press conferences too, like again and again, day after day, it's competitive, competitive, competitive. And then they don't play well against the Browns, and now it's like, and they're not saying this, but like now it's, oh, well, you know, it doesn't really matter. Like, I just think there's an inconsistency there.
Well, but again.
That is a good point.
No,
they
I
do.
Get your point, but I've never, like, again, you're me personally, I didn't say any of that, and I don't care about any of that.
No,
like,
agreed.
Yeah, I get your point. All right, let's get to the Jalen thing quickly. Another rough day, it seemed like, for Jalen comparatively.
So I thought Jalen was better on day two than day one. Day one, you know, he had one interception. He could have had two, probably should have had three. Like, so it was a rough day one for Jalen. The issue I thought in day two was more the Browns defensive line, mostly Myles Garrett, just like wrecked the entire practice. I mean, almost every snap, he was basically in the backfield right after the snap. I thought Jordan Mailata struggled against him. Mailata talked afterwards about what a challenge it is, and agreed, like blocking Myles Garrett, probably not fun for you know, an hour and 40-minute practice or whatever it was. So I think that was one of the problems. I thought Jalen did a good job keeping the ball out of harm's way, but just not a lot of, like, great throws. I would say over the 2 days, there wasn't really maybe even one throw that stands out, whereas, you know, I thought the Browns had 4, 5, 6 plays that stood out on offense. So it wasn't, like, a terrible showing on offense on day two. I just didn't think it was a special or good performance.
Defensively, it seems like day one was a strong performance in the defense. Yesterday, they really struggled, it seemed.
Yeah, then it was more towards the end of practice, honestly. Like, the beginning of practice, it was kind of a continuation of day one. Probably not as good, but it wasn't bad. It was really the last team session where they kind of fell apart, where Quinion got beat, where Njoku had that touchdown, and then they ran that trick play for the other touchdown. So, you know, I think on the defensive side of the ball, like, for me, we all expect Quinion to be great this year, and I think that's a fair assumption. Like, he was absolutely outstanding last year, one of the best rookie seasons, maybe the best rookie season we've ever seen from an Eagles player. But when he makes a mistake, which, again, they're people, they're human, like, their mistakes are going to happen, it just highlights how critical it is for them that he is almost mistake-free this year. Because if you're going to count on him to be your number one corner, to travel with the number one guy, like, that's a tall order, and it's not fair to expect him to be perfect. So, like, when Keeley is struggling, when Adoree is struggling, and then also Quinion understandably makes a mistake, like, that's when things really start to crumble.
Yeah, the margin for error is going to be an interesting thing to see how this all pans out, really, on both sides of the ball. All right, Elliot, final thing before we let you go. Preseason game tomorrow, 1 o'clock on WIP, Devin Caney on the call with Marilyn Mike. What do we expect from this? Obviously, with the joint practice, I'm assuming we will see even less action from anyone who has a chance to make the roster. But the preseason game tomorrow, is there anything you're looking for? And then what's next? Do they have any more joint stuff? Is there anything else other than one more preseason game down the road? Are there any other, like, benchmarks left in this training camp, you know, preseason process?
Yeah, so no more joint practices. So they'll end the preseason at 1-1 in joint practices. But they have obviously the preseason game tomorrow, as you said. For me, the main thing to look at, I think the quarterback three competition is more of a competition than I initially expected. I think Dorian Thompson-Robinson has been really good in camp. I think Kyle McCord looks like a rookie, right? I mean, Dorian's been in the league for 2 years. Granted, it was with the Browns, but you know, Kyle McCord, I think, has had probably a rough start to camp. So I think they will keep Kyle McCord, but in a game where we're going to see mostly backups, I would encourage Eagles fans to really watch the two quarterbacks, because I think there is maybe a decision to be made there by the Eagles. And then after that, I believe they'll be back on the practice field Monday for a set of three practices before their final preseason game. And then, I mean, they could start making cuts, because remember, they opened the season on a Thursday.
Yeah, so, that's a good point.
So they'll be back to work a little earlier than most teams. So we're wrapping it up. Sad for me, because I love training camp.
Your favorite time of year.
The one person.
Yes, I know the one person. James, this is good news. Yeah.
Yes, yes. For me, we're getting to the stuff that I love, the actual games.
Yeah,
Elliot,
you know, games,
you know,
that
a little different.
Actually matter.
Yes, yes.
Hey,
yes.
If you treat them all the same, that's the way to be competitive.
Hey, buddy. Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, check him out at the Go Birds Pod. Or, I don't know, on every show on this station at all times. 215-592-9494. We're going back to the phones. Let's talk to our buddy Rick in Easton. What up, Ricky?
I apologize. I was
Rick, I'll never forgive you for it. I clearly will never put you on the air again.
And aren't you glad I wasn't snoring?
No, it was all good, brother. What's on your mind?
Anyway, so real quick, Some Like It Hot, one of my top 10 movies. So
it's one of the great movies ever made. I agree with
you. Nobody's perfect, right?
Oh, my God. That all-time ending. One of the great endings in the history of movies. Rick, has anyone ever played the schnook better than Jack Lemmon? The best schnook in the history of movies, whether it's Glenn, Larry, and Ross, whether it's something like that, whether it's whatever. Like, he's just so, The Apartment, like the perfect, perfect person.
The plot, everything was just like I said, one of my top 10.
It holds up well, 1959, and it was a super entertaining watch.
I don't know how you have time to watch all these movies. Every time you know them.
It's my weekends. It's my weekend night.
Any old movie, James is like, "Oh, it's so funny! I just rewatched that." I'm like, well, "How? When? Yeah,
like, don't you have like yard work to do?"
I don't watch TV shows. No, so it's like basically from like 8 p.m. till whatever I can stay awake till Friday and Saturday nights. I only do movies. I don't do TV shows. I don't whatever. I watch by myself. Like, I watch stuff with Emily during the week. Friday night, Saturday night, Zoe goes to bed, I watch my movies. So that's how I do it.
It's unbelievable. And by the way, we now know that Ben Davis doesn't know what the Bing Bang Theory is, right? So, you know, Spike used your rant a whole day yesterday for his show when you keep complaining about Hurts, especially if Herbert's ranked above him.
Well, it's because it's the dumbest thing out there. Like, it's like, oh,
this loser who's never
won a playoff game has the biggest loss in the history of the playoffs, was up 33 points at halftime and lost the game, and has literally never won anything in his life. Oh, but yeah, he's better than the guy who's been to two Super Bowls and one Super Bowl MVP and all that. Sure. Okay. Yeah.
I love when you
Makes
rant.
Sense.
And by the
what
way,
do we care about in sports? We care about how hard a guy throws or how good they are. Like, it's so dumb.
Yeah, I hear you. I just love it. And, you know, we have a new rock group in town. It's Ike and Spike. They're the umbilical cords, the way they...
Rick, so it's funny you said that, because Fran Rojas, producing the show on site, has been every break just firing off the name. He's a big metal, you know, hardcore type music guy, and I'm not. And he keeps being like, saying, and I'm trying to tell if they're real or not. Apparently, they're always like, do you like Twitching Tongues? I'm like, what? Yeah, he's like, what are some of the other ones? He's like Kill Death Switch. Poison the Well was one of them. Body Snatcher. Like, he's just throwing these bands' names at me. So it's quite funny that you're, because honestly, like, Umbilical Cord sounds like one of the bands he was just throwing at me. So that's perfect.
Devin, I agree with you. We need to bring Allen Iverson's rant back when we're talking about practice, for goodness sake.
Not the game.
Ben, yeah.
Yes.
So, Ben, real quick, buddy. I'm not overly concerned, but it's starting to be something I'm looking at. We got to get Kirkring and Strom right, and if we don't get him right, it's going to nullify the acquisition of Durant.
It might. It really might. Right. Yeah. And Strom, can we get Strom 2 weeks off or something?
Yeah,
I mean,
really?
That guy, I think we forget that when Strom got here, he started for the team for a few months. Yeah. Like, he was giving him 5-6 innings here and there. Like, this guy has put so many innings on his arm the last 3 years. And he is so incredibly important for this team. He is their left-handed high-leverage reliever. Like, that's it. Done. He's the guy. It's him or Tanner freaking Banks. Or, like, you hope maybe Ranger or whatever is a starter. But, like, that's the dude you got to rely. If you have a big, like, Juan Soto in a playoff series is up in a big spot. Matt Strom's going to be the guy to face him. Like, it's an important spot, Ben. And I'm concerned. Like, Strom's righted himself a bit after the middle portion of the season. But, like, I can't say that I trust Matt Strom in a big spot right now.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like his fastball has the same finish
to it. Exactly.
And, you know, he's still throwing as hard, but it just doesn't have the same finish through the zone. I know that probably sounds silly.
That late rise. Yeah, like kind of just.
It's that late finish through the mitt, not to it. But, no, I would agree. I think, but they also need to score more than 3 runs in 3 games.
Yeah. And Ben, both things can be true.
You just struck a nerve. Ben, I keep beating this drum, and I want your opinion. And I know it's important to get Schwarber up as much as possible.
Then Rick, I think you're right about this, buddy. No, I think you're right.
You got to get Schwarber behind Harper, because once they pitch around Schwarber, now they can go after Harper, and he's starting to do those Castellanos. He's swinging at balls that are in the dirt. You got to get Harper ahead of Schwarber. You got to have Schwarber. I don't care if
Rick, I'm with you. I brought it up earlier. We'll get Ben's thoughts on it in a minute. Do you have a answer for us for what would have broke the internet?
Well, it would have been really tough for the internet to blow up, but I think when Benjamin Franklin discovered electricity,
Rick, great call. The idea that without that, there would be no internet with no electricity and whatnot. So I do like that. That is there's this guy he's got a kite in the, oh my God, what just happened? Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
I could turn a light on. I don't have to light a fire.
Wow.
Light the wick.
I don't have to bring a candle with me everywhere.
I just flip a switch.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. All right, coming up next, we'll get Ben's thoughts on that lineup, shake up. But would he move Schwarber behind Harper? And I want to get Ben's thoughts on whether it's because Harper just wants it in the 3-hole. Like, is it Harper who doesn't want it in the 2-hole? That's something we've wondered too. Ben's thoughts on that lineup thing. Your calls, Phillies, Eagles, all on the board. And again, what would have broke the internet if it had come out before social media? The best answer is going to win Adam Sandler tickets. It's the Morning Show. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.